Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to Israel Doctrine Scoop Hangout. I'm your host, Carl Lavert, and you have now entered into Google Hangout. And we're dealing with the same subject matter that we was dealing with earlier, the spirit that dwells within man, the word of God. Must see. So I'm going to continue what we left off, and I'm going to kind of backtrack a little bit to make sure those new to this broadcast know what went on in the last broadcast. But I would like if you go back and check out the last broadcast. It ain't got much in it, 30 minutes worth of conversation, but it's worth checking out because I laid a foundation for what we're talking about here. So without further notice, let me put this phone down. Let's see. Let me button up a little bit on here. Like to fasten everything when I'm dealing with this stuff. So let me fasten this one hand in. It's going to be a little difficult. But we got it fast. Came a loose though. So I'm going to have to pick this Bible up when I get this done. Give me a sec. One sec. Peace, how you doing in the chat? Let me get this Bible out. Let me make sure my background fixed. Boom. All right, so we got a phone number for y'all to call. Same phone number as yesterday. So give me a second. I'll get that phone number for you right quick. One second. Y'all can actually go over to Blog Talk Radio. Let me reach up here and get this. So the phone number for y'all to call in is 563-999-30. Write that down in the chat for me, will you? While I grab this Bible. Would you write that down in the chat for me? The phone number is 5999-3083. Give me a sec. I'm going to see if I can put it in there. 563-123-3083. That's the phone number. You can call in and you can be heard over the telephone. That's a Blog Talk Radio phone number so I can receive numerous of calls. And if you know how to act right, we can keep all the lines open. But, you know, people been hating lately, so they probably going to come in with some foolishness and get hung up on, but I'm here. Hopefully y'all can hear me through the Blog Talk as well as this right here. Let me see. Topic, the spirit that dwells in you, the word of God. Do you got it? You going to call in? Because I can tell y'all now it's going to be difficult for me to find any scriptures and deal with the callers at the same time. So if y'all want to participate, go ahead and participate. Don't be PSing around. Don't be PSing around. And if you know what the P stands for, then you know it's P-footing. Don't be P-footing around. Go on, call in. But we're going to go back to Daniel. Daniel 9. And we're going to show Gabriel doing what the Holy Spirit is supposed to do. He's speaking of himself now, though, because he's just Gabriel. He's not the Holy Spirit. He's not the comforter. He's not coming to do that job because Jesus have to come and be the first comforter. Then he will come and be the second comforter. But he won't speak of himself the second time. He'll only speak of Christ and the Father. Let's go to Daniel 9. Because you might find yourself in this situation as if you're Daniel. And you think some spirit is going to enter you. No, the spirit don't enter you. The Holy Spirit that is. But the word of God enter you. When you read this book, you're dealing with the Holy Spirit. But this Holy Spirit ain't going to whoop you or do none of that stuff. The angel will, though. But we'll deal with that another time. Let's just deal with this fundamental scriptures. Daniel 9, we'll pick it up at 1. In the first year of Darius, the son of whatever his name, of the seed of the Medes, which was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by books the number of years of the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in desolation on Jerusalem. And I set my face to the Lord God to seek by prayer and supplication and fasting and sackcloth and ash. And I prayed unto the Lord my God. And I made my confessions and said, O Lord, the great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love him and to keep his commandments. Right? Let me move this over a little bit more. My setup. So, skip down to 13. As it is written in the law, down to 20. And while I was speaking and praying and confessing my sins and the sins of my people Israel and praying and presenting my supplications before the Lord my God for the holy mountain of God, yet while I was speaking in prayer, and the man Gabriel, whom I seen in the vision at the beginning, began cause to fly swiftly, touched me about the time of the evening oblations, and he informed me and talked with me, and said, O Daniel, I am now come forth to give thee skill and understanding. At the beginning of thy supplications, the commandments came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved, therefore understand the matter and consider the vision. So, Daniel's doing the job of the Holy Spirit. Father, Son, only two gods in heaven. Everything else in heaven is angels, holy angels. Angels are spirits, and if they're holy angels, then just change angel out for spirit. I done laid this down in the debate that I've been doing lately. Y'all didn't heard me explain that the Holy Spirit ain't nothing but a holy angel, one particular angel, when it's the Holy Spirit, but all the holy angels are holy spirits. And they minister unto you. So let's go to Daniel 10 now. We'll pick it up at 5. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked, and behold, a certain man clothed in linen, whose loins was girded with fine gold and a fur, or whatever. His body also was like the whatever that is, and his face as the appearance of lightning, and his eyes a lamp of fire, and his arms and his feet like the color of potash brass, and the voice of his words like the voice of a multitude. right? And I, Daniel, alone saw the vision, for the man that were with me saw not the vision, but a great quivering fell upon them. So they fled to hide themselves. Therefore, I was left alone and saw this great vision, and there remained no strength in me for my coming soul, which turned into me, into corruption, and I retained no strength. Yet heard I the voice of the words. Yet I heard the voice of the words. And when I heard the voice of his words, then was I in a deep sleep on my face, with my face towards the ground. And behold, an hand touched me, which set me up on my feet, set me up on my knees and up on my palms and up on my hands. And he said unto me, O Daniel, a man greatly beloved, understand the words that I speak unto thee, and stand upright, for unto thee I am now sent. And when he had spoke these words unto me, I stood. Then said he unto me, fear not, Daniel, for I am from the first day to thou didst set thou heart to understand and to chasten thyself before the Lord. Thy words were heard, and I come for thy words. I come for thy words. You spoke the words that got me here. But the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 120 days. But lo, Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, and I remained there with the king of Persia. Now I come to make thee understand what shall befall thy people in the latter days, for yet the vision is for many days. Remember, it was 70 weeks. Really 70 years, but we'll deal with that. We'll deal with 70 weeks of Daniel one day soon. It knocked them preterists out because they want to always talk about the 70 weeks of Daniel and don't know nothing about it. And when he had spoken such words unto me, I set my face towards the ground, and I became dumb, and I beheld one like the similitude of the Son of Man touch my lips. Then I opened my mouth and spake and said unto him that stood before me, O Lord, by the vision my sorrows are turned unto me, and I am retained no strength. For how can the servant of this, my Lord, talk with this, my Lord? For as for me, straightway there remaineth no strength in me, neither is there breath left in me. Then there came again and touched me one like the appearance of a man, and he strengthened me, and said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee. Be strong, yet be stronger, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, lo, my Lord, speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Now he's calling this angel his Lord. That ain't the Lord God of Israel. That's Gabriel he's talking to. That's why y'all confuse the Holy Spirit or the angel, the comforter, as the Lord. Y'all heard me say before, when Jacob wrestled with the angel, he said he was wrestling with God. Because he was wrestling with a heavenly being. But only two heavenly beings are known as God. The rest of them is angels. So if you wrestle with an angel, don't get confused and say, well, I'm wrestling with God. Well, you see an angel and say, oh, I seen God. Or an angel start talking to you and you say, God talked to you. No, that's an angel. God don't get off his throne and his son sit on his side and he don't get off his throne. Only time he get off is when he coming back, and he ain't came back yet. So stop being confused with this heavenly being that's dealing with you that you think is God. The Holy Spirit is God. God, the Holy Spirit. Dumb, dumb. Somebody came up with that philosophy and taught it to you. You've been indoctrinated good, but that is not how it works. Let's read on. 19, and he said, O man, greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto you. Be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me. Then said he, know thou wherefore I come unto thee, and now I will return to fight with the prince of Persia. And when I am gone forth, lo, the prince of whatever that is should come. But it's all good. We done with that chapter. Y'all ain't gotta hear me bumbling and stuff again. Right? Let's go to Ezekiel right quick. Ezekiel 2. I messed that chapter up. Forgive me. I ain't the best of readers. But I'm going to do what I got to do. And we're going to move through these chapters in this verse. If you can read better than me, just fill in the words that I skip over and jump over. Don't hate me because I can't read. Because you don't know the verses to read. Since you don't know the verses to read, let me just be that type of guide, okay? All things work for good if you want good. But if you want bad, you can get there too. Ezekiel 2 and 8. But thou, son of man, hear what I say unto thee. Be not thou rebellious like that rebellious house. Open thy mouth and eat that I give thee. He's finna give him a load. He said, eat thee. He's telling them to eat them words, the same thing Jesus said. Don't take the angel as being Jesus, though, because he said, eat my words. My words are spirit. But when he give you words, they're Jesus' words. And them same words are spirit. So eat them spirits. Let's read on. And when I looked, behold, a hand was sent unto me. And lo, a roll of a book was therein. And he spread it before me. And it was written then and without. And there was written therein lamentations and mournings and woe. Right? Start at 3 and 1. Moreover, he said unto me, son of man, eat that thou findest. Eat this roll and go speak unto the house of Israel. Eat this roll. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the roll. And he said unto me, son of man, cause thy belly to eat, and fill thy bowels with this roll that I give thee. Then did I eat it. And it was in my mouth as honey and sweetness, right? And he said unto me, son of man, go get thee unto the house of Israel and speak with my words unto them. They was the angel words, cause the Father gave it to the Son. The Son gave it to the angel. And when the angel received it, it was his. It was his words to speak. But he got them from the Father who gave them to the Son. Same thing as Revelations 1 and 2. Revelations 1, verse 1 and verse 2. The Father gave it to the Son. The Son gave it to the angel. And the angel gave it to John. That's the protocol. That's how it works in the heavens. It's a way of operation called a protocol. So, let me see. I don't know where I want to go now. And I heard also the noise of the wings of the living creature that touched one another. and the noise of the wheels over against them, and the noise of a great rush. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness in the heart of my spirit, but the hands of the Lord were strong upon me. Then I came to them of the captives of Talabah or whatever, and dwelt by the river of Chabah. And I sat where they sat and remained there astonished amongst. And it came to pass at the end of the 7 days that the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the words of my mouth and give them warning from me. Words of eternal life, the words of his mouth give you warning from him so he won't kill you. But let's go. Let's skip down to 24. Then the Spirit entered into me and set me up on my feet and spake with me and said unto me, Go, shut thyself within thy house, O son of man. Behold, they shall put bonds upon thee, and shall bid thee, and bind thee with them. And thou shalt not go out amongst them. And I will make thou tongue cleave to the roof of thy mouth, that thou should be dumb, and shall not be to them a reproof. Be to them a reprover. For they are a rebellious house. But when I speak to thee, I will open thy mouth, and thou shalt say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God, He that heareth, let him hear, and he that forbade, let him forbade. For they are a rebellious people. Hear if you hear, forbade if you forbade. Say, cool, Israel. Or say, the hell with you, Israel. I don't want to watch you. I don't want to speak in your chat. I don't want to have nothing to do with you. Don't come over here trying to steal the word of God from me. I'm giving it away freely. Why you gotta steal it? Why you can't fellowship and just show love? You know, when you speak the word of God to people, you get your name written in the book that you spoke the word of God to people, right? So if you want eternal life and he gonna open them books one day, I think you want a lot of references that you were speaking the word of God. It may help you get in the kingdom. Y'all do know that, don't you? That's why I be sitting up here speaking the word of God as much as possible. Though I didn't got into this folly, and them people trying to take me away from the word, I keep telling y'all, if y'all knew what was going on with this trying to keep word of eternal life away from you all, y'all would act better. Y'all would get on my case, hey, man, get back to the word of God and lead them clowns alone. And y'all would jump on them clowns because they are causing me not to be able to deal with the word of God. So you can get the word of eternal life, but you don't care for the word of eternal life, dude. You don't want that. But that's what dwells in you. John 6 and 63 said, the words that I speak, they are spirit and they are life. If you eat them words, like that guy just ate that roll and put them words in your belly, you know what's dwelling in you? That spirit. And if it's from God, you know it's holy. It's a Holy Spirit in you. It's not a cherubim or an angel or a comforter that's going to come and dwell in you. If the comforter word dwell in you, which he got from God, they got it from God, then you got the word of God dwelling in you. That's a Holy Spirit, because that word is spirit, and it is most definitely holy. How do you not understand this? So when I debate people about the Holy Spirit and tell them that the one that is sent to you, like Daniel said when he was talking to Gabriel, and Gabriel kept telling him, I was sent to you. Gabriel was sent to Daniel. to give him skill and understanding. But he came with the word of God. But he was representing Gabriel at that point in the New Testament. When the Comforter come, he don't represent himself no more. He only represents God. He don't even tell you who he is. He just pop up. And you say, oh, I'm dealing with the Holy Spirit. That's why when he was talking to Mary, and he said, look, tell the people this is what happened. The Holy Spirit came unto you, and boo, 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 boo. He didn't say, tell them Gabriel came unto you, and this happened. But when he introduced himself, he was still representing himself at that point. Gabriel, the Holy Spirit, was talking to Mary and told her, say that the Holy Spirit done this. And after he left, you know what happened? The Holy Spirit had been activated and did what he was supposed to do. People don't know that I know the scripture that they're talking about. It's in Luke. It's been a long time since I had to deal with it because Satan only twists the scriptures a certain way. He don't come up with new stuff. If he go to scriptures, he only twists them a certain way. But people come up with spontaneous doctrine, spontaneously think of some lies and start telling them sometime. But let's go to Matthew 4. Matthew 4. We'll pick it up at 3, I believe. Matthew 4 and 3. And when the tempter come to him, he said, if thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread. You know, this is the man don't live by bread alone script, right? But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God. Every word that proceeded out the mouth of God. That's why I only deal with the KJV 66. Because I believe every word in this book comes from Israel. For Israel. And I'm Israel. Don't get it confused, right? So that's all we need. That's all we need. Deuteronomy now. But see, you got to go back and watch the other one. If you don't watch the other one, you don't see how it all tie together. Because I'm breaking it down in portions and parts. I don't want to give it all to you at once because I don't want to sit up here without this fan turned on, sweating my tail off. Deuteronomy 8. I might put up in a playlist for you so you can put it on repeat and play the hell out of them. Deuteronomy 8. But see, this is why I call the Bible my female black man repellent. Because there's a lot of black men that are females. And they won't come around when I just talk the pure word of God. If I talk about her son or Khalil or Doggy Diamonds, Troy Terrain, Layla Wells, Marcy Hamilton or somebody, they'll come around. They'd be all up in the chat. Mm-hmm. Foul spirits will come when I'm talking about the foul people. But when I talk about the word of God, nothing but the righteous will come around. None but the righteous, so let's keep it righteous. But they don't want to sit in the council of righteousness. They want to sit in the council of unrighteous. Deuteronomy 8 and 1. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that ye may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which the Lord swore unto your father. Now that even goes for the future kingdom. You can't go in if you ain't keeping his commandments and stuff. And thou shalt remember all the ways which the Lord thou God led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee and to know what is in thy heart, whether thou wilt keep his commandments or no. Hear it for bay. Choose life or choose death. It's your choice. The Lord God of Israel cannot force life on you or force death on you. You have to choose life and you have to choose death. Let's read on. And he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger and fed thee with manna, which thou knowest not, neither did thou fathers know it, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but every word that proceeded out of the mouth of the Lord God do man live. That's to go with the Matthews 4. Let's go to Isaiah right quick. To let you know, Old Testament, New Testament, they say the same thing. But the New Testament has some new stuff in it that you ain't never heard before. That's what Jesus said. You have heard of old. You heard this, but let me tell you what the secret was that they didn't know. Because the New Testament revealed what the Old Testament concealed for a long time. Isaiah 55. I'm probably going to be through after this because I want some fan air. I want some air from the fan. Isaiah 55. Then I have another section of scriptures and stuff to go over. Y'all got to put this stuff together, though. Y'all got to take down notes. This is like Bible study class. Write the notes down. Go over the notes. See what it is that you can learn from the notes. Because you'll be eating the word of God. You'll have a spoon or a fork or a knife sitting down eating that roll. This is like a roll, the roll of that book. What's bound in the Bible is life, eternal, and life, damnation. Eternal damnation, eternal life, eternal damnation. That's what's bound in the Bible. Eternal life or eternal damnation. You choose which one you want. Because if you don't mess with this book and choose eternal life, the only other option is you're going to get eternal damnation. Isaiah 55 and 1. Ho, everyone that thirsty, come ye to the waters, and he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come buy wine and milk without money or without price. Oh, doo-doo. You can get this stuff without money and without price. Why y'all up here playing around in these mega churches? The church is nothing but the government of God if you know what the church really is. It give you full autonomy. Why y'all playing around in the mega churches, though? Let's read on, because it say you can get this for free. Wherefore do you spend money for that which is not bread? Because man ain't supposed to live by bread alone. Y'all out here buying stuff and it ain't even bread. Come break bread with your brother. I don't ask for money. If you give me your support and your views, I give you some money. I'm not a beggar. I beg for support a little bit, but I'm not a beggar. Y'all might see it as begging, but I'm only asking. I'm going to quit asking. Told you I'm trying to move to the TV network and do this and do that. I'm trying to do things and leave y'all over here. I'm going to leave y'all famished without the word of God, and you can't buy it for money and all of that. Y'all can go around and mess with all these Hebrew camps you want to. And eat up all these Hebrew isms that you want to. I'm going to leave you starving. Because I got the word of God. If I ain't got nothing else, I got the word of God. I might not always bring it to you the best because I'm not in a refrigerator. I'm not in a I'm hot. I want to turn my fan on. So I'm going to give y'all a couple more minutes. Right? Let's start again. Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that has no money, come ye, buy and eat. Yea, come, buy wine and milk without money or without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labors for that which is not satisfies not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good. And lo, your soul shall delight in it. You know what your soul is? Your body frame, that's your soul. Incline your ear and come unto me. Hear, and your soul shall be alive. Or alive. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you and the sure mercy of David. I'm finna turn on this fan. But hey, y'all, the phone number is up top. 563-999-3083. Call in. I might just sit up here and let y'all see me on camera and wait for someone to call in. I don't mind losing the money. I done paid for Blog Talk. $40, that's what it costs. I done paid for it. Whether if you call in or not, you ain't got to call in. I'm not going to shed a tear. Because, see, I done been over here on Blog Talk. I used to do them shows without y'all calling in. I used to pay. I had 3 Blog Talks. I paid for them, $40 a piece. And you didn't even know about me then. I didn't cry. I was here every day putting in that work. So I don't care if you call in or not. But if you want this word, which you ain't got to pay for it, you can call in, ask me questions. I'll communicate with you. But if you don't want to, like I said, I won't turn this fan on. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to turn this fan on, and I'm going to get some of this air. And I'm going to wait for you to call in or not call in. Careful, babe. You can say, nope, the hell we're calling in. Or you can say, I heard what he said. I'm going to call in and ask some questions. Do what you want to do. Got an hour and 18 minutes. Then I got 40 minutes in overtime. We can stay here all day. I just laugh at you. But I ain't finna read no more Bible and sit up in this heat. I will not do that. But it's all good. The phone is here. If you call in, I'll speak to you. So to the 2 in the chat, I don't know why y'all in the chat and won't call in, but hey, you don't have to call in. Whatever. Whatever, man. But I'm not going to dirty up the show talking about anything else. But as I say, I debated Battle Truth, and I debated a Caucasian guy. Didn't y'all just see me put up the debate talking about the Trinity? Now, me and that guy didn't argue and fight or none of that. He said he wanted to talk to me. He found me, and he asked me to speak, and we got it in. I didn't have to deal with no co-host. I didn't have to deal with none of that. That man came, and we got it in. Logical Bible ministry. He tried to be logical with me. Type of guy I like. A reasonable person, not an unreasonable person. All good. It's okay. I need to give me some food after this. Somebody might call in so y'all can have a show. But if not, y'all can just sit up and watch me. Stay in my background so you have something to talk about. Who knows? Whatever, man. Have you seen this scene? I ain't going to talk about this girl. Though I want to talk about this girl, but I ain't going to talk about this girl. Yep, I think I'm finna go. I'm tired of y'all watching me, and I'm tired of just watching y'all watching me. So peace.